unto the God that answers prayers. Confidently begin to thank him, praise him, bless him, magnify his name. Lift up your hands to him as well and let him hear your voice of appreciation right now for answered prayers. Father, we thank you, we praise you, we bless you. We magnify your name even today. Thank you for answered prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Make that amen a stronger one. Please, you may be seated. Put your hands together for the Lord.
In this service this morning, it is testimony time. Shall we give Jesus a big hand of praise this morning? And please listen attentively to the following documented testimonies. Number one, 10 years epilepsy terminated via miracle mantle. I have come back like that one leper to return all the glory to the God of this commission for proving all the reproach and mockery of my enemies wrong. It was back in 2006 when this demonic attack came upon me to frustrate my destiny and academics as I was in Form 1. Everybody, including my family members, left me alone. Even my mother made a way of getting money from people through me. I have struggled with this disease for 10 years. One day I woke up and decided to go visit my aunt in October 2016. On my way, I had a preaching going on and ignored and went ahead. But a voice said to me after I'd passed to go back to that church. I never knew it was a miracle mantle service. And the pastor said, "This mantle came from God's servant, Bishop David Oyedepo." And he read from the book of Acts 19, verse 11 and 12. After receiving my own touch, I went back home and canceled the journey to my auntie's place. Before that time, I used to fall twice a week. Even my mom would ask me hour after hour, "Have you fallen today?" But the day I received the touch of the mantle, something turned up inside me. I think God deserves a bigger hand this morning. Every time the symptoms of falling came, I would hold tight to the mantle and say, "God, through your servant, you said, this mantle will terminate any disease." And 1 week went without me falling down. After 3 weeks, no sign of the disease. Even my mother kept asking, and I told her I went to the Church of Winners. She was amazed. "Now I'm comfortable. Indeed, we have a prophet in this commission, and it pays to obey him, and I give God all the glory." Bigger hand for Jesus. And the testifier is Katrin Atemo. Number two, the siege of untimely death destroyed in my family. I joined this commission in 2006. Before then, there was a plague of death in my family that killed 4 of my siblings. When I joined this commission, the plague almost killed me too. On several occasions, I coughed blood and knew that I was next in line. So I cried and prayed daily to God to stop the plague. In one of the services, I had Bishop David Oyedepo talk about soul winning. So I keyed into it. While I was busy winning souls for Christ, God was busy taking care of my family. To the glory of God, June 2015 made it 10 years that we neither recorded death nor went to the hospital for treatment. Behold, the God of this commission has terminated the plague of death in my family, and the testifier is Martins Onyechukwu. For these amazing testimonies, please let's rise together and give Jesus a big, big hand of praise this morning.
Will you lift your hand to heaven this morning and give glory unto God? Give praise to his name and celebrate him from the depth of your heart today. Lift your voice in thanksgiving unto God. Lift your voice in thanksgiving unto God. lift your voice in thanksgiving unto God. Appreciate him for those awesome testimonies that we have heard. Father, we thank you. We give praise unto you. We give glory unto your name. We celebrate your faithfulness. Thank you for the awesome testimonies that we have heard, O Lord. Blessed be your name, Jesus. And blessed be your name, Jesus. Are you giving thanks to him? Don't mutter your words. Appreciate him from the depth of your heart. These are the doings of the Lord, and they are marvelous in our eyes. Give him the praise. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Bless his name. Father, we thank you. We celebrate you. We glorify you. We honor you. You are worthy of all the praise. You are worthy of all the glory. You are worthy of all the honor. And you are worthy of all the adoration. Thank him for the answers he has given to your prayers, that you have not prayed in vain, but God has heard you and answered you, granting unto you every one of your heart desires. Give him the glory, give him the honor, and give him the adoration. Now ask him to speak to you this morning. Lord, I've come here for an encounter with you. Speak to me today by your word. Speak to me today by your word. Let your light shine in my direction this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Our Father, we are grateful for the privilege that you have given unto us today to be in your presence. We thank you, Lord, for the answers you have given to all of our prayers and for the testimonies of the mighty hand at work in our midst. All of these are your doings, and they are marvelous in our eyes. For it, we give you all the praise and we give you all the glory. Thank you, mighty God. And now, Lord, speak to us again and let your word transform our lives. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Give Jesus a big hand, everybody, and please be seated. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. Our line of exhortations for this week has been engaging the power of expectation for entry into our promised land. Engaging the power of expectation for entry into our promised land. We have come to recognize from scriptures that hope in scripture refers to expectation. In the book of Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1, the Bible says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." So faith is the substance of things expected and the evidence of things that are not seen. According to 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, every child of God is born into a lively or a living hope. When a man or woman becomes born again, they are born into a realm of living, or what the Bible refers to as lively hope. That means that everyone born again, child of God, has inside of them the deposit of God that causes their hope to be living. So what is inside of you is not just a wish, but it must be triggered for it to provoke results. In Job chapter 14, verse 7 down to verse 9, the Bible said there is hope for a tree, that though it be cut down, and that it will sprout again, and the tender branch thereof will not cease. He said in verse 8, though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground. He said, yet through the scent of water it will bud, and bring forth boughs like a plant. There is hope for a tree. But to trigger it, there must be the scent of water. And that water refers to the word of God. In the book of Isaiah chapter 55 verse 1, it said, "Ho, all of you that thirst, come to the waters and come and drink." What are the waters? The waters are the word of God. So God makes it very clear to us that for anyone to trigger the potential of the hope in them, the hope must have its footing in the word of God. That is why we discovered earlier in the week that the hope or the faith that will produce result must be word-based. It must have its root in the word. If it is not rooted in the word, it cannot bear fruits or results in the world. We have to understand the necessity of basing our hope on the word of God. The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah chapter 34 verse 16, seek ye out of the book of the law and read. He said, none of these shall fail, and none shall want her mate, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it, and his spirit has gathered them. So God makes it clear that the word of God is failure proof. That is why when your hope is anchored on it, that hope becomes unshakable. It is bound to produce results. For you from today, your hope will produce results. Your expectation will begin to produce results. Somebody believe me, say louder, amen. So we must come with expectation, and that expectation must be based on the word of God. In the book of Hebrews 11 and verse 6, the Bible says, without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must first believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Remember, what is faith? Faith is the substance of things expected. So before you can come to God, you must have expectation. And that expectation must be on the basis of the fact that whatever you are requesting of God, you are sure to get a response. Shout hallelujah. I say shout hallelujah. That's why God's word makes it clear that whatsoever thing we desire when we pray, believing, we shall receive. What is that believing? It means expecting. Whatsoever thing we desire. So it is not according to his power that we are given, but according to our expectation that we are given. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians 3 and verse 20, it says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. So according to scriptures, God's ability far exceeds that which any man can demand. So there is no desire of man that is intimidating to God. There is nothing that you want from God that God will be intimidated by. Every request of man is below the ability of God. But what determines whether it is delivered into your hand or not is your expectation. Your expectation, therefore, can be said to be the limiting factor on the manifestations of God in your life. If you look at that scripture in the book of Ephesians 3:20 again, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask or think, but he will only do according to the power that is at work in you. So in other words, it depends on you. What God can do for you is dependent on you. It's not dependent on him. What God's hand can deliver to you is dependent on you. Because it is all about our faith, and our faith refers to our expectation. Remember, the Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 18, it says, surely there is an end. End means outcome. It says, and thine expectation shall not be cut off. So the outcome of any matter that you take before God is determined by your expectation. The outcome of any matter is determined by your expectation. So your expectation is the fundamental requirement to seeing a visitation from God in the area of your desire. It is the fundamental requirement. So don't just approach the altar of prayer empty-hearted. Settle your expectation before you make your intercession. When your expectation is settled before God, then your intercessions and supplication will always provoke divine manifestation. My prayer for each one of us from this day onward is that every time you approach the altar of prayer, your expectation shall be alive. Somebody believe me, say loud, amen. I say your expectation shall be alive. Somebody believe me, say loud, amen. We take a case study from Abraham's servant. The Bible tells us in the book of Genesis 24, verse 7 all the way down to verse 26. We are told there about Abraham's servant. He was given an assignment. Go down to the place of my fathers and go and look for a wife for my son. That's Abraham giving his servant this commandment. The Bible tells us that when he got to the place, he prayed a simple prayer. Lord, grant me good speed today. And when God heard the prayer, the Bible says, while the words were yet in his mouth, he said, Rebecca appeared. While the words were, he asked for speed and got it instantly on the basis of expectation. So our expectation becomes vital in determining the manifestation that you and I see. He said, Lord, grant me good speed. He asked for speed and God answered him speedily.
So you and I must understand that when we approach the altar of prayer, we are not just fulfilling a religious, to satisfy our religious conscience. No. We are coming there to have a practical encounter with God, but God will visit you according to your expectation. So come loaded with expectation. That man said, Lord, grant me good speed. I want to have an answer to this, and it must not pass this moment. And before the words were concluded from his mouth, the answer came without trial and error. When you go before God with expectation, you can be sure to see his manifestation. He was not guessing. As soon as he saw her, he approached her and asked her the questions. I need some water. And immediately as he desired, he got the answer instantly. For somebody, that will become your experience from now. Answers shall be flooding in your direction from this day onward. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You believe it? Say a loud amen. I said answers shall be flooding your direction from this day onward. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody believe it? Say a loud amen. Now we must remain confident in the reality of our expectations if we are going to see them delivered. We must remain confident. Don't shift your ground. Don't shift your desire. Don't amend your position. Remain confident. Remember that the expectation must be drawn from the word, like we said earlier. But once drawn from the word, stay on it. Remain confident. Don't let your heart begin to jitter. The Bible tells us in the book of James chapter 1 and verse 6 down to verse 8. It said, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavers is like the wave of the sea, driven and tossed about. He said, but let not that man think he shall receive anything from the Lord. So it's not about just being confident for a moment and then losing confidence and confidence another moment. You must remain confident. Remain confident. Refuse to waver. That's how your hope delivers. So it delivers on the basis of our confidence. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 10 verse 35 and 36, it said, cast not away your confidence, for it has within a great recompense of reward. He said, but you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. So you remain confident. Don't shift your ground. The Bible tells about Abraham. He said, he hoped against hope. When everybody should say expectation should have ended, he said, no, I will tie myself to God and this word must come to pass. He was fully persuaded that what he had drawn from the word, God was able to perform. Shout hallelujah. I'd like you to understand that whatever your expectation is concerning this 40th anniversary prophetic feast, don't shift your ground. Draw it from the word and refuse to shift your ground. Remain steadfast in that expectation. It doesn't matter what it is that seems to be standing against its delivery. As long as your expectation remains alive, the Bible says your expectation shall not be cut off. For somebody here, your expectation shall be delivered. You believe it? Say louder, amen. I said your expectation shall be delivered. I said your expectation shall be delivered. Your expectation shall be delivered. That's why we are told very clearly in the book of Hebrews chapter 4 verse 9 to 11, among other things, that anyone that is in faith enters into his rest. He is no more jittery. Everything about him is settled on the word of God. That individual is impossible to unsettle him, because he has found it in the word of God and his hope is alive. And therefore, there is nothing that is making him to jitter. That's what it means for an individual to carry expectation. The most clear depiction of expectation in nature is pregnancy. That's why a woman that is pregnant is said to be expecting. And that woman inside of her, as the stomach begins to swell, she is not worried about the various inconveniences, because she knows she's incubating something that will come out. She's incubating something. So while there are certain discomforts that may be physically there, people are congratulating her. People are telling her, well done. And she said, thank you. She's smiling even though she's uncomfortable. Why? Because she knows that she's incubating something that is to be rejoiced over inside her. When a man is loaded with expectation, some things may look uncomfortable, but it's incubating something that is about to be brought forth. So he does not, he's not taking sorry, he's taking congratulations instead. Is somebody getting what God is saying? So when you are expectant, you are loaded with something inside of you that does not allow you to accept pity. Rather, you begin to celebrate the envy of people around you, knowing that what you are incubating is about to show forth. I have good news for somebody here this morning. What you are incubating in this 40th anniversary prophetic feast, it will be delivered. Somebody believe it, say a loud amen. So shall it be concerning you. Rise on your feet with me right now. Lift your hand. Lord, I receive grace to remain steadfast in expectation, not wavering, not blowing hot and cold, but remaining ever hot, ever fervent, remaining ever fervent in my engagement, remaining ever fervent in my confidence, remaining ever fervent in my hope. Lord, I receive that grace. Lift your voice and pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. Pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. I receive grace. I receive grace. I receive grace. I receive grace. I receive grace right now. 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 Thank you, mighty God. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. As you have asked of him, from this day onward, your hope shall remain alive. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will no longer be a victim of a wavering heart. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as a result of it, you shall produce supernatural results. In this 40th anniversary prophetic feast, your desire shall be delivered. In the name of the Lord Jesus. We are going to exercise our expectation right now concerning the day and make your declaration. Speak to the day. Declaring your expectation right now. Speak to the day. Declaring your expectation right now. Speak to the day. Declaring your expectation right now. Speak to the day. Declaring your expectation right now. Speak to the day. Make your decree. Make your declaration. Make your decrees. Make your declarations. Make your decrees. And make your declaration. You are declaring what you are expecting. Exercising the power of your expectation this morning. Because as you are declaring it, God is delivering it. As you are declaring it, God is delivering it. As you are declaring it, God is delivering it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. As you have declared this morning, so shall it be unto you. In Jesus' precious name. Stretch your hand towards these materials one more time. And let's declare right now the breath of the Holy Ghost upon it. Going forth right now as sickles of harvest, drafting in souls in their multitudes into this prophetic feast. Everyone that is being brought, visited by God, transformed by the God of liberation. Will you speak right now and make decrees? Speak right now and make decrees. Speak right now and make decrees. Thank you, mighty God. And blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. These materials are going forth right now as sharp sickles of harvest for the ingathering of multitudes in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. It is done. In Jesus' precious name. You pick up the copies you require and use them to advertise Jesus. And as you do, it will decorate you further. In Jesus' name. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go. Don't forget, tomorrow is the 1st of May. We are gathered together in God's presence to blow the trumpet of praise into our month of liberation. Right now, make sure you remember that. Be blessed.